Welcome to Module 9, Apex Class Essentials. Now that you and Jason have set up Apex code using triggers, the development team needs to ensure the business logic in the trigger will be easy to read and maintain. To accomplish this, we are going to move on to another method for storing Apex code. You will take the code written in the trigger and move its business logic to a helper class and reference it from there. To accomplish this, you need to describe how Apex classes are used, define an Apex class, and determine what data an Apex class can access. This module will cover the following topics: using an Apex class, defining an Apex class, and determining data access for an Apex class. Let's begin with using an Apex class. A package is a container for something as small as an individual component or as large as a set of related apps. After creating a package, you can distribute it to other Salesforce users and organizations, including those outside your company. Packages come in two forms, unmanaged and managed. Unmanaged packages are typically used to distribute open source projects or application templates to provide developers with the basic building blocks for an application. Once the components are installed from an unmanaged package, the components can be edited in the organization they are installed in. The developer who created and uploaded the unmanaged package has no control over the installed components and can't change or upgrade them. Unmanaged packages should not be used to migrate components from a sandbox to production organization. Instead, use change sets. Managed packages are typically used by Salesforce partners to distribute and sell applications to customers. These packages must be created from a developer edition organization. Using the AppExchange and the License Management Application, or LMA, developers can sell and manage user-based licenses to the app. Managed packages are also fully upgradable. To ensure seamless upgrades, certain destructive changes, like removing objects or fields, cannot be performed. Remember, there are only two ways to save Apex code: a trigger or a class. Classes are used for all logic that does not need to be accomplished by a trigger. An Apex class can be used to encapsulate the business logic invoked by a trigger. An Apex class can be used to encapsulate the logic required to build test data. A controller for Visual Force pages is specified as an Apex class. A unit test is written into a special Apex class, annotated with @isTest. An Apex class can also be used generally to model data and actions. 1.6 Apex class use cases continued. A more advanced use case is to use Apex classes to implement inheritance. Inheritance can be a powerful way to implement patterns of code. For example, a pattern that is templated once and then configured on an object type by object type basis. Apex supports interfaces and virtual classes. Think of an interface as a blueprint of class that enables a class of objects to inherit a type of behavior or action. Virtual classes exist in Java. However, they work differently in Apex. First, in order to create a subclass, it must be explicitly marked as a virtual class. Second, to override subclass methods, they must also be marked as virtual. Finally, within the subclass, you must explicitly extend the superclass and explicitly override methods in the superclass. Now that you have an understanding of an Apex class, let us move on to defining an Apex class. This code sample is an illustration of how an Apex class is constructed. Notice the code contains many of the basic properties that should be familiar to you, such as public, member variable, and member method. To define a class, you will need to specify the following: an access modifier, which determines who can see this class; the with sharing or without sharing keywords to determine which records the class can access. Member variables, properties, constructors, and methods. Constructor code is invoked when an object is created from the class blueprint. You do not need to write a constructor for every class. If a class does not have a user-defined constructor, an implicit, no-argument public one is used. Syntax for a constructor is similar to a method, but it differs from a method definition in that it never has an explicit return type and it is not inherited by the object created from it. An access modifier determines the scope of access to a class or class member. In this table, notice that the modifiers are listed, top to bottom, from least restrictive to most restrictive. Members can be as restrictive or more restrictive than the class in which they are defined, but they can't be less restrictive. Use the global modifier to make your code accessible outside of Salesforce. Occasions where this can be applied include exposing web services or email services. Public is the default access modifier for an Apex class. It specifies that an Apex class will be accessible by other Apex code defined in your org. Protected is a special access modifier. If a member is protected, it is only accessible from an inner class or a class that extends that original superclass. Private means that the method or variable is accessible only within the Apex class in which it is defined. 1.10, applying static and final to a class member. Apex supports the keywords static and final. To define a constant, mark a variable as both static and final. You can have static methods, variables, and initialization code. Non-final static variables are used to communicate state at the class level, such as state between triggers. However, they are not shared across requests. Methods and classes are final by default. You cannot use the final keyword in the declaration of a class or method. This means they cannot be overridden. A static final variable can be assigned at declaration or in static initialization. 1.11, applying access modifiers. Take a moment to review the following related code blocks. Are the access modifiers for the class's methods correct for this scenario? The answer is no. Notice that line 8b tries to access a private method of course delivery trigger handler. Because the method logic block 2 is private, if line 8b is executed, an error will occur. Method is not visible. In this section, you will learn about defining data access for an Apex class. Let's review some basic principles of data access in Salesforce using the data in the Course Delivery Custom object as an example. 1. Remember that object-level cred determines access to the object. 2. Field-level security determines access to fields in an object. 3. The sharing and ownership model determines access to records. In order for a user to be able to see a specific field on a specific record, the user must have read access to the object, read access to the field, and read access to the record. What do object cred and field-level security have in common? Both are defined on profiles. Also, both are ignored by Apex. What operations in Apex have to do with data access? SQL and DML. By default, an Apex class ignores object cred and FL. An Apex class must be programmed to respect or ignore the running user's record-level access during data operations. the with sharing or without sharing keywords, specify whether or not an Apex class will enforce sharing rules. The with sharing keyword allows you to specify that the sharing rules for the current user be taken into account for a class. You have to explicitly set this keyword for the class because Apex code runs in the system context. The without sharing keyword provides Apex code with access to all objects and fields. Object permissions, field level security, and sharing rules aren't applied for the current user. This is to ensure that code won't fail to run because of hidden fields or objects for a user. A user who has read access to 50 out of 110 account records executes the methods to the right. Take a moment to answer the following questions. 1. How many S objects will be returned by fetch accounts in the top A example? 2. How many S objects will be returned by fetch accounts in the bottom B example? The answer to question 1 is 50, because the class has been declared using the with sharing keywords. The answer to question 2 is 110, because the class has been declared using the without sharing keywords. In this code sample, notice that the keywords with sharing are not specified on line 1A. Does this class respect the running user's sharing model? The answer depends on how the class was invoked. When this class is invoked by an anonymous block or by another class declared with the with sharing keyword, the sharing model is respected. If the class is invoked by a trigger or another class that does not respect the sharing model, then the sharing model is ignored by this class too. Here is a summary of what was covered in this module. Take a moment and read through the bullets for review.